CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 21st of May 2023. Here are the main news headlines. Youngsters on the Air Camp, RSGB board appointment, Radcom Basics editor. The RSGB has announced the team of young members who will represent the Society and the UK at this summer's Youngsters on the Air Camp. The event, hosted by the Hungarian Radio Amateur Society, MRAZ, will take place in Győr in Hungary between the 5th and the 12th of August. The team is made up of team leader Alexander 2E0FMZ and members Henry James M7HJR, Hannah M7YYQ and Jake M7JNS. You can read more about the camp and the team on the RSGB website under Yota Hungary. The RSGB board has decided to co-opt Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, as board director until 2024 AGM. Please see the board's explanation of this appointment on the Society's website. The RSGB is sad to report that Radcom Basics editor Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, wishes to retire later this year. The RSGB thanks Lee for all his hard work and effort in the making of Radcom's Basics. If you're interested in taking on the role of Radcom's Basics editor, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Last year, the RSGB was approached by the BBC to find experts to contribute its planned series The Secret Genius of Modern Life. For episode one, which takes a look at the bank card, Neil Smith, G4DBN, recreated the Great Seal Bug, a wooden seal gifted to the US Embassy in Moscow in 1945, which contained a covert listening device. The technology developed for the bug was an early example of RFID, which is what allows contactless card payments to work. Neil has now released a series of fascinating videos on his YouTube channel, which explain the history of the bug as well as the mechanical design and machining needed to recreate it. You can find the videos in Neil's playlist in Machining and Microwaves, and you can watch the original BBC Two programme on BBC Sounds. This episode is available for a further 7 months. The RSGB National Radio Centre welcomes thousands of people through its doors each month and needs to expand its team of volunteers. So if you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should enjoy meeting people and be prepared to work a minimum of one, preferably 2 days per month. The team is particularly interested in recruiting new volunteers who are able to work at weekends. The National Radio Centre has a fabulous setup and full training on using the GB3RS radio station, and that will be given. You'll be joining a friendly and dedicated team. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. For more information about volunteering, please email NRC coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, at nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. Interest in QRP activity is as strong as ever in the worldwide amateur radio community. QRP activity showcases the ability of radio amateurs to communicate using low power and helps to reduce QRM on the amateur bands. This year, QRP Day will be held on the 17th of June. More information via the IARU website, iaru.org. Now for details of rallies and events, Retro Tech UK, host of the British Vintage Wireless Society, is taking place today, the 21st of May. The venue is the Sports Connection, Leamington Road, right and on Dunsmore near Coventry, CV83FL. This large annual vintage technology fair features around 200 indoor stalls. Private sellers, clubs and dealers are offering vintage items, including radio, television, hi-fi, vinyl, 78s, gramophones, telephones, communication equipment, spare parts and a lot more. There's also a bring and buy area and free parking available. The event is open to everyone in, and general admission is from 10:30 at £10. Early entry from 9 a.m. costs £25. For more details, contact Jeremy, G8MLK, via email on jezza3@hotmail.com, by phone 077991100080, or visit retrotechuk.com. The Dunstable Downs Radio Club Annual Radio Amateur... Gosh, that's a long one. I'll start that again. The Dunstable Downs Radio Club Annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale is also taking place today, the 21st of May. The venue is Stockwood Park in Luton. All the usual facilities are available. For more, visit ddrcbootsale.org. Barry Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place on Saturday the 27th of May. The venue will be at Sully Sports and Social Centre, South Road, Sully, Charlie Fox 64 5 SP. Doors open from 9:30 for the public, 7:30 for traders. Free parking's available. More information, contact Steve 073 68 140 795. The Durham and District Amateur Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 28th of May. The venue will be Bowburn Community Centre, County Durham, DH6 5AT. Doors open from 10:10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 o'clock. Admission is £2. There'll be a bring and buy sale, trade stands, special interest groups, an RSGB bookstall, catering and licensed bars available on site. For more information, contact Michael Wright, G7TWX, on 07826 924192, or email dadars@gmx.com. Now for special event news. Special call sign GB4VLB is active this weekend from the Volunteer Life Brigade Watch House in Tynemouth. The station is operating as part of SOS Radio Week and in support of Volunteer Life Brigade, RNLI, and National Coast Watch Institution. For more information, visit the GB4VLB QRZ page. QSL is via Logbook of the World. Look out for special call sign AU40NRO, which is active until the 30th of June, celebrating 40th anniversary of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India, QSLVU2NRO. Northwest Group Amateur Radio Club in Northern Ireland is running a special event station, GB0AEL, until the 26th of May, commemorating the anniversary of Amelia Earhart's transatlantic flight. On the 20th and 21st of May 1932, Earhart became the first woman to fly non-stop and alone across the Atlantic, leaving Harbour Grace on Newfoundland in Canada and landing 15 hours later in Northern Ireland. QSL via MI0HOZ directly or via the Bureau. Members of ARI Novara will be active as India 1 Charlie Alpha India until the 30th of June. Special call sign marks the 100th anniversary of the local section of the Italian Alpine Club. It was founded in 1863, QSL via IQ1NO. DX News, today is the last chance to work Pete, M1PTR, Tom, M0DCG, and Kieran, M5KJM, stroke EI6KP from Stockport Radio Society, who are operating as EJ6KP from Great Blasket Island, EU007. Team is active on 4020, possibly 15-metre bands using SSB, QSL via the Bureau or OQRS. Bob N7XR is active as V7 stroke call sign from Kwajun Atoll. Kwajalein Atoll, OCO28, in the Marshall Islands until late June or early July. He operates CW Ritty and FT8 on 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. James, KI7MGY, will be stationed in Djibouti until June and plans to be QRV as J28HJ on 8040, 2017, 15 and 10 metre bands using SSB and FT8 via QSL Logbook of the World. Giorgio, IU5HWS, will be active as 5UA99WS from Niamey in Niger until the 15th of June. In his spare time, he'll be QRV on 40 to 10 metre bands using FT8 and SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World or EA5GL. Contest news today, the 21st of May, the first 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 at UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, UK and Crown dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. Today, the 21st, the 144 megs May contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, UK and Crown dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. On Monday the 22nd, the FT4 series contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on 8 to 40 and 20 metre bands, exchanges your report. On Tuesday the 23rd, the SFSHF UK activity contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2.3 gigs and up band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And Thursday the 25th of May, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Saturday the 27th of May, the CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest starts its 24-hour run at 0000 UTC using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And Sunday, next Sunday, the 28th of May, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the propagation report. After last week's NOAA prediction that we would have settled geomagnetic conditions, write the authors, it seems they were right. The KP index never got above 3, a miracle given the recent disruption due to coronal mass ejections and coronal holes. The proton flux from the sun has declined as well. However, the M9 solar flare on Tuesday from active region 3310 and numerous C-class flares may be a precursor to more flare activity next week. With a solar flux index in the 130s and 140s, HF conditions have been quite good. Daytime maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometres have usually exceeded 21 megs, with 24 megs seeing occasional F2 layer openings as well as sporadic e-propagation. At the moment, the 10-metre band is mainly open to sporadic e-propagation, with more DX paths now locked out until the autumn. This is in line with predictions as the ionosphere changes in the northern hemisphere summer, with a change to more diatomic elements, which are harder to ionise. So, will our luck hold out for next week? The Space Weather Prediction Centre forecasts that the solar flux index, or SFI, will decline slightly to the 120s, and this weekend should be geomagnetically settled. However, it's also predicting that KP index will rise from the 23rd of May. It suggests the KP index may hit 4 or even 5 for a few days before coming more settled again from the 30th. The US Air Force disagrees, however, and thinks that SFI will be higher, perhaps hitting 145 and even 155 by the 28th. It agrees that we're in for more unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 24th to the 28th, possibly due to a coronal hole rotating into an Earth-facing position. So, expect MUFs to decline if the KP index goes up with poor overall HF conditions. It's certainly looking like this weekend may be the best conditions for HF, so we suggest you get onto your DXing straight away, with 14 to 21 megahertz offering the best prospects. Now for VHF and up, the upcoming weather week will be predominantly high pressure driven, with an elongated region of high pressure from the Azores to Scandinavia. However, there's still scope for a few blemishes, and as we end the current week, it comes as isolated showers, particularly in the south and weakening fronts over the northwest of Britain. Early next week, a brief period with low pressure over the continent will threaten some heavier rain for southeastern regions. Concentrating on the high pressure part of the story, this means Tropo is a strong player and will hopefully be in attendance for the 144 Megs May contest and 144 MHz Backpackers contest this weekend. Remember that in the summer months, Dropo becomes much weaker over the land during the stronger heating of the daytime sunshine, but can become quite widespread overnight and around coast. The rainfall component can lead to good rain scatter options, especially as the summer usually produces more intense rainfall, so performs better as a scatterer on the gigahertz bands. The other primary propagation mode is going to be sporadic E as we move into the peak summer months. Follow the position of jet streams on the upper air chart shown on PropQuest and described in a daily blog. And don't forget there are always modes like Aurora and Meteor Scatter which can add to the excitement but will need to be checked every day. Moon declination is its highest this weekend for the Dubus EME 10 gigs and SSBCW contest, peaking on Monday with apogee next Friday. Path losses will continue to increase. 144 meg sky noise is moderate early next week, becoming low by Thursday. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.